We got this fantastic one, Cucullata. This wraps of red velvet, crushed velvet, and gold crushed velvet material. And she mixed and matched them until she came out with diamonds of red crushed velvet. And every other one is a gold one, and they look really neat.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really nice.
If she has to clean up, and after supper she usually does what?
Wash the dishes.
Okay, and you say she washes them in soapy water, and then in clear water she
rinses them.
Okay, and to set the table, she's likely to probably a plate and so what does the silverware consist of?
Fork, knife, and spoon.
Okay. And if you're going to if she's gonna have steak, she might put out a set of steaks.
Steakware? I don't know. Steak knife?
Steak knife, okay. Whatever it is that you call it, that's what I'm interested in. That's what I'm interested in.
I call it steak knife.
Okay.
She called it a knife, steak or not.
Okay. Okay. I'll come back to that one. An old fashioned barrel, you know, the metal things that run around the outside of the barrel, usually there are about three or four of them going up.
Talking about the rings around the barrel?
Yeah. Call them rings. You ever call them anything else or hear them called anything else?
No, I never heard them called anything else, but my grandmother might come up with anything.
Because
okay. That's all I ever knew them as.
Okay.
A drum or
A few years ago they had a craze where kids put these things around their waist and they twirl them around like this around their waist.
Talking about hula hoops?
Yeah. Okay.
I had one of those. I was pretty good at it too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And you're just off the right age for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got in on that trade. They ever have all those old-fashioned wagon wheels out there on the farm?
Not that I remember.
You know what I mean, though? Those great big old-fashioned wagon wheels?
Yeah, with the spikes and stuff, yeah.
The center part, what do they call that?
I have no idea.
Okay. A lot of these you're not going to know because they're just you're too young. But that's interesting too. If a wheel is squeaking, what do you have to do to keep it?
Stop it? One of those trick words, you oil it.
You oil it?
Yeah.
What
to do?
Okay. What about the heavy stuff?
What heavy
stuff? If you don't want to oil it, you've got some of that heavy stuff you use. It's like oil.
Grease.
Okay, so then you'd say you do what?
You grease it.
Okay, and if the grease gets all over your hands, then you say your hands are all
greasy.
Okay, would you say greasy or greasy?
Greasy.
Okay. You're the authority. Whatever you say. The top part covering your grandmother's house, your great grandmother's house. What's that?
Tin.
Okay, and so you say she has a tin, what?
Roof.
Okay, and a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay.
My mother often tells me that when I pronounce, it's like pin and pen, and I never say that, no. I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Is your mother pretty careful about things like that and about?
She is, well, not about like pen and pen, but whenever I go to pronounce a W and I pronounce it wrong, like when I say witch and which and all that kind of stuff, she'll sit there going, it's not that, it's, and she'll tell me the whole thing about W sounds this way with an H, and when it's by itself, it sounds this way, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she goes through the whole thing. So finally, I figured.